We are 4/5 the way done on our quest to the number one song of the year. I'm Larry Ravenswood. Now, this song has become the biggest record to date for Autry DeWalt II. Who's Autry DeWalt II? Well, he's none other than Junior Walker, and with his band, the All-Stars, they come in at number 20 for 1969 with What Does It Take to Win Your Love? There's the band formed in South Bend, Indiana, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and their song What Does It Take to Win Your Love hit number 4 this past year and becomes the number 20 song among 1969's top-selling records. I'm Larry Ravenswood for the Strawberry Pop Show, and coming up, Creedence Clearwater Revival takes us rolling on a river. You're listening to the best of 1969. I'm Larry Ravenswood. And boy, what a year it's been for this group from San Francisco. They placed no less than 3 songs in this year-end countdown, and here's the biggest of the 3. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival with Proud Mary.
Rolling on a river.
roll it on the river for sure. That's Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival, proudly holding down the number 19 position for the year. Well, since Elvis Presley did his comeback special on NBC a year ago, there's been no stopping the singer from Tupelo, Mississippi. He's bigger than ever now, and his concerts have been rising to the level of his previous years. His fans seem to be growing old gracefully with him, and he's not one to ever give a disappointing performance. Now, this song has become his first number one record in 7 years, and as 1969 draws to a close, it finishes up the year at number 18. Here's the one and only Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley, number one this past fall and number 18 overall for the year gone by. Coming up, Friends of Distinction do a vocalized remake of a Hugh Masekela hit of a year ago.
You're listening to Larry on the Strawberry Pop Show.
Yes, we are indeed counting down the top 100 of this past year, from numeral 100 to uno, and en route to that position, we have stopped at number 17. This remake song is really worlds away from the original from last year. In 1968, Hugh Masekela took his song Grazing in the Grass to number one. A year later, the LA group Friends of Distinction did their own distinct version of the song, fresh with lyrics that get to be tongue twisters in part of the song, if you will note when you hear it. It's their version that is the 17th top song for 1969. Here are Friends of Distinction with their version of Grazing in the Grass.
It's
Baby, can you dig?
There are so many pretty things to see right there.
Yes, we can all dig it for sure. That song hit number 3 last spring and comes in at number 17 for the year. Grazing in the Grass is done by Friends of Distinction, their second of 2 in this year-end countdown. You know, every so often a song will be released, hit the charts and eventually fade, and enter the charts once again, on its own or by simply being re-released on a later date. Well, this next song was originally released in 1967 and got up to position number 62. 2 years later, in 1969, the song was re-released and this time went all the way up to the top 5. It's a song about, well, getting together. At number 16 for the year, here are the Youngbloods.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here turns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another. Try to love one another right now.
Get Together by the Youngbloods. When all is said and done, that song ranks as the 16th top song of the year. I'm Larry Ravenswood, and you're hearing the Strawberry Pop Show.
Number 15.
Henry Mancini is one of the most popular and successful arranger composers of the last several years. His compositions and adaptations have garnered him accolations and praise worldwide. He has a great knack for taking compositions, old and new, and turning them into gems. And he's not doing too bad making them of commercial appeal either. Like this beautiful instrumental that has become Henry's first number one single on the pop charts. It becomes the 15th top song for 69. Here is Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet. That's Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet, subtitled A Time for Us by Henry Mancini, finding its way at position number 15 for 1969. And that means we have 14 songs left, so stay put, please. Now, here's a man for all seasons, literally. He has seldom been off the charts during any time of the season, whether he's performing duets with other artists or just doing his own solo songs. Marvin Gaye is seldom absent from the charts. Here he is with the 14th biggest song of 1969, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby.
Flower.
Yes, forever the romantic. That's Marvin Gaye with Too Busy Thinking About My Baby at number 14 for the year and his biggest of the three songs during 1969. Well, here's another song from the Broadway musical Hair. This is the third of the fourth, and it's the biggest hit single to date from the family from Rhode Island called the Cowcells. Here's the 13th biggest song of the year, Hair.
She asked him why.
Why? I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer. Splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty-mapsy, oily, greasy, fleecy, shining, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy.
Knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Yes, it grows and it shows. That's Hair by the Cowcells. That song comes in at number 13 for 1969. Well, you're in the midst of the top 100 songs of the year gone by. My name is Larry Ravenswood, and we have the Baker's Dozen left to go as we continue the countdown in a moment. Stay right with us. Tommy James and the Shondells have been a constant force in the pop record and concert market ever since they hit big back a few years ago with Hanky Panky. And these days they seem to be transitioning into the psychedelic world just nicely. This song is a very good example of this psychedelic sort of direction. In this case, Crystal Blue psychedelia. Case in point, this song, the 12th biggest of the year.
Look over yonder. The sun is
thank you.
crystal blue persuasion.
It's a new vibration. At number 12, Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm Larry Ravenswood for the Strawberry Pop Show. This next group doesn't write their own music. Nope, their stock and trade is to find great songs written by otherwise little-known songwriters and help bring them to prominence. Such was the case for this next song that was written by little-known songwriter Harry Nilsson. Well, Harry's composition entitled One caught the ear of this group. They recorded it, and out came a million seller. And Harry Nilsson is in business, become a very sought-after songwriter and composer. So now everyone's happy. Harry and Three Dog Night, which is, by the way, the group that I'm talking about. Their version of the Harry Nilsson song One becomes the 11th top song for the year. Here's Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
That's One by Three Dog Night, the song that ranks number 11 among 1969's top pop recordings according to Billboard Magazine's year-end survey. The top 10 of the year are next.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.